You're on Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. It's myself, Tom Mann.
And I'm Zoe Kanatis. Today is the 5th of October. I cannot believe it. And joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Alistair McKinnon. Good morning, Alistair.
Morning, Zoe. Morning, Tom.
Can you tell us what you have learnt about today?
Well, this day in 1789 was the day of the Women's March on Versailles, the palace of King Louis XVI. It turned out to be one of the most significant days in the French Revolution.
So why were they marching specifically?
It actually began in the marketplaces in Paris. They were pretty upset about the high prices of bread, so the women started marching to protest that, and it quickly turned into a mob of thousands as various other allies and revolutionary agitators joined in.
And what was the king's response?
Well, the angry mob had ransacked the city's weapon stores and so were well armed when they reached the palace. As a result, they managed to besiege the palace and overwhelm the king, who had no choice but to give in to their demands. The event is considered significant by historians because it signalled a power shift away from the nobility and towards the people.
What else have you learned about this day in history, Alistair?
In 1947, the US President Harry Truman makes his first presidential address televised from the White House. In his speech, he asked Americans to cut down on their use of grain to help the US government send food aid to people who were starving in Europe.
And why was the US sending food aid to Europe?
Well, at the time, it was just after the Second World War, and as many European countries were completely broke, the US had initiated a plan for European economic recovery, known as the Marshall Plan. The administration feared, however, that the plan would not work unless they provided food aid to prevent a large-scale famine.
Now, traditionally, we end on some music history. So what have you learned about this day in music?
In 1991, Guns N' Roses started a two-week run at number one in the US charts with Use Your Illusion 2. The album was considered a little more political than their previous albums. Their previous albums had focused more on drug use, but this album, it was more political. But I've steered away from the political songs, and I've chosen it because it was on the soundtrack to Terminator 2. And I'm talking, of course, about You Could Be Mine.
As good a choice as any. Well, Alistair, thank you for your time this morning.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Listen to You Could Be Mine from Guns N' Roses.
You're on Breakfast.